Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
What an honor is mine to be here. In your Bibles, please, to 2 Timothy. I thought, well, good, there's no clock in here. They got one right there. Oh, I can move it. When Brother Kozar invited me to speak, I don't know. I've been doing this 42 years, and I'm still like I'm 8 years old. I get so excited about it. I just love to preach, and I thank God that He's been so merciful to me. I have to do something that I don't really have time to do. I saw these young people, and I just want to say a word to all of you young people that were involved helping. I'm in the ministry today because a church in Houston let me help. He's going to be here. We're going to have to feed him. We may as well let him do something. And so they kept me busy, kept me involved in the work there at the Helmer Street Church, Baptist Church in Houston. And so, young people, you'll never in your life do anything more important than what you can do in the house of God. So do it. And then I'm shamed, the young man playing the piano. My mother put me in piano lessons, and music was going very, very well till I started playing basketball. And then I quit all the music for basketball. And I had all kinds of surgeries to repair things. I don't know that I'd have had those problems if I'd stayed with the music. And so if God's given you a talent in music, my soul, use it. All right, now verse number 15 of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. From a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. If you don't get anything else from my time, get that word holy. Believing in the grace of God as we do, we believe God is almighty, we believe God is holy, He's omnipotent, He's omnipresent, He's absolutely sovereign, He's God almighty. But then, we have such a lackadaisical attitude towards His Word. So often God's Word is treated like a cafeteria line. I'll have some of this and I'll have some of that, but I don't want any of this here. It's the Holy Scripture. It's called over and again the Word of the Lord. The word Lord meaning the Master, the all authoritative, the Almighty God. This is His Word. His Word. From a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able. There's another key word. Infinite power. The ability to teach. The ability to guide children. The ability to guide homes. The ability to guide a country. The ability to educate our children. The ability of the Scriptures is as infinite as God. It's His Word. But what's going on in our society? Just like in Genesis 3, the Word of God is being attacked. It's being neutralized. It's just a book these days. God help us to reverence the Word of God. Psalm 138, verse number 2, God exalts His Word above His name. Wow. Wow. We wouldn't treat God's name the way we treat His book. We wouldn't treat His name the way we treat His Word. The all-authoritative Word of God in an outline. It's a supernatural book. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. This is a miraculous book. God breathed this book. I grew up, I know it's just a different day, but I was taught this is the Word of God. And today, it's not enough. But I'm telling you, it is. I'm telling you, it's all that we need. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. The word, I looked to this word, it means advantageous, beneficial, good for you. But I want to add something to that. It's divinely good for you. It's divinely advantageous. You see, it's the Word of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That if you believe in marking your Bible, parentheses, this next word, that. There's our purpose. Our purpose for the Word of God. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Perfect here is complete, fitted for special uses. See? Everything that we need to do, everything that we need to be what God demands and commands us to be is in this book. 2 Peter tells us He's already provided all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. We need. My hope now is that somehow I'll influence a few young people, maybe, to reverence the Word of God. I'm fatalistic, but I figure I'm old enough now that I'm probably not going to change the country. But maybe I can influence a young man that will embrace the Bible as the absolute Word of God and not falter and never and not be affected or impacted by what some liberal says. It's the Word of God. It's all Scripture is given by inspiration. So it's a supernatural book. It's a spiritual book. Holy men of God were moved by the Holy Spirit. If you believe in marking your Bible, mark that word holy. Holy. It's the Holy Scripture. It's the Holy God. It's the Holy Spirit. Dr. Bob Lasilius said, God has taken the greatest theologian in the world and put him right into our hearts. The Holy Spirit. Everything about this book is holy. Holy men. Now, I'm convinced we have all the Bible we're going to have. But the concern, the challenge for me, the challenge for you here is, are we holy people? Charles Spurgeon said, a holy preacher is an awesome weapon in the hands of God. When it came time to write this book, God used holy men. He needs holy men to preach it. He needs holy people to live it. God help us. It's a holy book, spiritual, a sacred book. It's exalted above His name. Psalm 19 begins, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. And it goes on down through their creation. Then you get down to verse 7. It turns from creation to the Word of God, the law of God, the statutes of the Lord, the precepts of God. We have a meeting every month in the Metroplex there, and we heard Dr. Jack Warren preach this one day. And to me, it was just... It was just one of those messages you hear that you just don't ever forget, I hope. But he talked about the law of God and the precepts of God, displaying, teaching, exposing, expounding the glory of God. God help us to understand, this book tells us about God. Hosea, God has a controversy with the people. What's the controversy? There's no knowledge of God in the land. But they had all the information about God. Isn't that something? Sounds like 2017, Arlington, Texas. Everybody in the world is talking about God. I've been in the ministry 42 years. I've met two atheists and one agnostic. Everybody else believes in God. It's crazy. It's a sacred book, a spiritual book, a supernatural book. God promises to keep His word from one generation. It's a sound book. When God says He's going to keep His word and the statutes and the precepts from this generation forever, what does that mean? I'm not a debater. I get frustrated. And I'm not bragging about that. If I were to start changing the Bible, I would probably start at that verse, "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly." I'd probably take that out. But and I'm not bragging about that. But I've talked to some of these guys, and they want to tell me, well, only the original autographs were inspired. What hope does that give my grandchildren? Because I can't show them those. When Jesus used the scriptures, He wasn't using original manuscripts or autographs. Either God kept His word and God is keeping His word, or we're in a bad situation. I couldn't think of situation there. You'll have that one of these days. All right. It's a sound book. Psalm 12, 6 and 7. God promises to keep His word. I can hand my Bible to my grandson. God's been so good to me. I have two sons pastoring. Well, my wife has two sons pastoring. When they're really doing well, they're her sons. And when they're acting like me, they're my sons. Boy, they act like me. But I can tell them that book's divinely inspired. It's infallible. I can tell their sons. It's a sound book. It's reliable. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable. It's a searching book. Hebrews 4, verse number 12. Hebrews 4, verse number 12. For the word of God is quick. It's alive. It's powerful. It never runs out of power. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit and the joints of the marrow, and as joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The purpose of the word of God is it exposes our hearts. It tells us about God. I've tried to encourage young men, young people, to desire the work of the ministry. I know God has to call them, and I understand that. But I'm just convinced it's the greatest work in the world. Preaching to people, telling people about a high and holy God that has given us a holy book. And it tells us the truth about ourselves. It exposes our sin. Have any of you ever had an MRI? Anybody? I had to have rotator cuff surgery, and so they are going to put me in the tube. I said, "This is not going to work. You got to let me out of here. I can't do this." And so they brought me out, and they said, "We're going to give you three little pills, and you'll be all right." Some of you can remember Brother Mike Quisnet. That night I was supposed to preach in Granbury. I said, "I have to be in Granbury tonight. I have to drive down there, and I have to preach." And the lady said, "You can't drive to Granbury, and your sermon's going to be interesting." And they gave me the three little pills, and afterwards I'd like to have a five-gallon bucket of those little pills. But they found out what was wrong. The Word of God will tell us what's wrong. It's profitable. It's divinely advantageous to deal with our hearts. How many people today do we have going to counselors? Because they won't read the book. They won't read the scriptures. It's a searching book. It's a saving book. Verse 15. It's able to make you wise unto salvation. Jesus said, John 5:39, "Search the scriptures." You see, search. God help us to be people that'll read the Word of God. It's a secure book. It's a safe book. Deuteronomy 29:29, God promises His precepts and His teachings to us and to our children forever. How is that feasible if God's Word is not reliable today as it was when He gave it, say, to Moses? He promises to keep His Word. It's a stirring book. Look with me in the book of Haggai. I tell our folks the best way to find Haggai is to go to the Gospel of Matthew and turn left. Malachi, Zechariah, then Haggai. Matthew Henry said, "It made me alive when I was dead in sin. It has many a time made me lively when I was dead in duty." Don't we need to be stirred up sometimes? How many times did the psalmist say, "Quicken me, O Lord. Quicken me, O Lord. Wilt thou not revive us again that thy people may rejoice in thee?" The Word of God will stir our hearts. In Haggai chapter 1 verse 12, "Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jozadak the high priest, with all the remnant of the people." Now if you believe in marking your Bible, parentheses, "then all the remnant of the people." We're spinning our wheels if we don't have unified obedience to the dictates of the Word of God. The preacher can preach his heart out, and the staff and the few that will obey God. But it said here, "with all the remnant of the people." What'd they do? They obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God. Now again, the voice of the all authoritative master and governor, God. Not just some figurehead. He's God in absolute control. Takes up the oceans in a garment, comprehends the dust of the earth, causes the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the storms, the hurricanes. I was born and raised in Houston. I've never seen rain like they had recently the whole time I lived there. My goodness. I have a cousin lives just south of there, just in a little over a day. They got 51.7 inches of rain. God was not wringing his hands, pacing back and forth and wondering, what am I going to do about this? Well, that's God that speaks this word. So how can we treat it so flippantly? It's a stirring book. Oh, it's a soothing book. You ever need comfort? I love the Song of Solomon. In chapter 2, it says, with his right hand he doth hold me, and his left hand he doth embrace me. You ever need a hug? We sing sometimes, sheltered in the arms of God. Romans chapter 15, verse 4, talks about the comfort of the Scriptures. I got a call at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you pastors have had these calls. It's either a tragedy or an idiot, and you hope it's an idiot. In this case, it wasn't. A man in our church called, and their 18-year-old son been killed in an accident with a pickup truck, and they asked me to come, and sure, I got there just as quickly as I could. I walked in that door, and I couldn't say anything. The grief was such, I just showed up there, and I couldn't speak. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't say a word. The organist from our church, Miss Carol East, came in, and her son and the young man that got killed were best friends. Carol East came in and starts quoting Scripture. And the spirit of comfort came over that frantic mother. I'm the big pastor. And I was speechless. All I could say was, I'm so sorry. God have mercy. She comes in, starts quoting Scripture. And the spirit of comfort came over. This Psalm 19, the statutes of the heart, the statutes of the Lord rejoice the heart. There's comfort in the Word of God. We don't need to go get our comfort. It's at some this and that and the other if we're going to bypass the Word of God. The purpose of the Scripture, it's profitable to teach us about salvation. It's able to make thee wise unto. It teaches us about redemption. It teaches us about our sin. If any man keep the whole law, yet offend one point, he's guilty of them all. How amazing does that make God's mercy? Our sin just piles up and repeats itself. God's Word's an honest book. It tells us the truth about ourselves. A soothing book. The comfort of the Scriptures. Jesus prayed in John 17, sanctify them through thy word. It's a sanctifying book. Makes us holy. It shows us where we're not. It shows us our sin. It exposes us, you see. Titus chapter 2, teaching us that denying ungodliness. It'll make you godly. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Someone said the word of God will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from the word of God. The Word of God. Ephesians chapter 5, in writing about the church, verse 26, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. By the Word. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable. Amen. It's divinely good for you. Some of you that have got a few miles on you can remember some stuff they came out with years ago called Geritol. Any of you remember that? My dad says it's good for you. In what way? And that was one of the few situations where I fought him, rebelled. That stuff was vile. But it's supposed to be good for you. I'm 64 years old. I never have seen how that stuff's good for you. But the Word of God is good for you. It'll teach you how to raise boys. It'll teach you how to love your wife. Teach you how to love your grandchildren. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. John said, this is love, that we walk after his commandments. We didn't have daughters. We just have the two boys, but we have five granddaughters. And my recommendation to grandparents with granddaughters is get a big dog. I'll tell you about that later. But some fella comes around and he says, well, I love her. Well, how obedient, young man, how obedient are you to God? Well, then you don't know anything about love. Get off the property. I'm the last in our family to meet the boyfriends, okay? I hope you're understanding my point. We'll do everything in the world except what the book says, and then wonder why our children's hearts get broken and they end up divorcing. Because they won't go just right by the book. Young man, you love my granddaughter? I had talks with daughters-in-law. Let me tell you something. We raise boys and a young man's heart get broken too. Y'all are in love. Where's God? How in tune are you with the Word of God? Don't bother me with a lot of talk about love. But that doesn't fit with today's ideas of raising children. You see? Again, my point is, we're living in a society that tells us they believe in God, but they don't want to go by the book. And we got too many churches that'll let them. I'm about ready to change the name of our church to Last Minute Baptist Church. I just can't be late. If I'm going to be late, everybody's going to be miserable. And I'm not boasting about that. Please don't misunderstand. I talk to people. It's the Word of God. We have these high beliefs, these high understandings, these high thoughts of who God is. What about His book? Let's use it to raise our children. Let's use it to govern our homes. Maybe we can bring up a generation. Yeah. that'll go by the Word of God and understand it's the Word of the high and holy, majestic and sovereign God. He's glorious in holiness. He's fearful in praises, doing wonders, and He speaks to us. There's nothing like it. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is divinely profitable. It's good for you. God help us to use it. Thank you, sir.